What's up, people? Welcome to the fight tips for here. Straight from the streets. The word on the street, people. Your fight tip today is going to be how to storm a dojo. I'm talking about a rival dojo. This whole Bravo versus Gracie thing. This thing is going down between the schools now. I don't know if you guys are paying attention. This is quickly becoming a jiu-jitsu civil war. All right, a lot of dojo storming is going to go down. And let me tell you, people, how to go through with it successfully. How to storm someone's rival dojo. Every time here in Austin, Texas, where I train now, every time I hear about a rival gym opening up here in Austin, first thing I do is put on my boots and go to the store and load up on lighter fluid. All right, then you show up to the dojo. You want to make sure it's when you know all their best people are in class just doing their thing, trying to fake like they're flying through the air, learning karate. Fuck that. You show up when they're all there, all right? Because this is the only way it's going to work and they don't come back at you. You show up to the dojo, just casually walk through the door, take a wooden plank and just bar the door up, right? And then what you do is there's usually a front office area, so you'll be in there, the dojo. You'll just immediately start trashing the place, right? Ripping paintings off the wall. If you got to take a piss, now's the time to do it before the rest of this shit goes down. If there's a vending machine, you'll just unplug it. And then you'll just spray paint the walls and over all their pictures and whatever. You'll spray paint all that shit. Huff that paint. Usually, they have some twerpy kid working at the front desk of these places, answering the phones or, you know, pretending to be important, getting the food and coffee. This twerpy little kid is there because he's not big enough to train with the adults. So what you do is he'll be the first person that you take out. You just grab him. It'll be nothing. You grab him and power slam him through the fucking front desk. All right, crash. Glass will shatter everywhere. You'll gather the glass into a bag that you brought with you. And then you'll continue on to the main part of the dojo, the floor. Everybody's at the gym area. Everybody's going to be drilling. They're going to be like, did you guys hear just someone get power slammed? And they're probably like, oh, it's probably that stupid kid we got working here. But you'll show up. And they'll know it's on like Donkey Kong, but before anybody gets a chance to react, the problem with these people training at the dojo, they're barefoot. Barefoot. What you do is you take the glass that you just collected into the bag and you toss it everywhere, throw it at their feet, whatever. All right. Nobody will be able to move. And then what you do is you identify their best student, the teacher, the leader. You'll be able to do this because the system here, it'll be the person probably who has the black belt. You'll locate this person with the black belt. And he's the one you gotta just outright kill in front of everyone else, setting example. Keep in mind, they're slipping, they're tripping, they're trying to crawl over broken glass. All right, nobody's gonna touch you. You go right up to the black belt, you front kick him, you give him the Michael Jackson front kick, you give him the Hulk Hogan big boot. It doesn't matter, man. You figure out, you choose your finish on that one. All right. Once he's laying there dead, you strangled this guy with his own black belt right in front of his students, man. Just the psychological impact. And, by this time, you know, they're crawling around. They're all bloodied up. What you do right now is that's when you cut your promo. You tell these people, you know, I'm better than you. Your gym is no good. Everything at your gym is trash. You know, this and that. You cut a promo there. You tell them why they deserve to die. As you take out the lighter fluid that you've filled up a bunch of water balloons with, start throwing it everywhere around the gym. And just as people are starting to make their way out of the glass, you light the gym on fire, and then you exit out the back door, and you bar that door. But as you're leaving, you got to give a one-liner to them or something. You got to be like, man, we're really cooking now, or it's getting hot in here, or whatever. You just kick through the back door. You bar that one with a wooden plank. And then, of course, you have a nervous cab driver waiting for you in the back alley behind the dojo. If he's not nervous, it means he's double-crossing you. And there it is, man. You hop in the cab. You go back home. You wait until you hear about a new gym opening in the dojo. Just rinse and repeat. Yeah, you got to kill everybody. But these are, like I said, man, there's a civil war coming. Everybody's got to be ready now. That's how you storm a dojo. And that is your fight tip of the week. Word on the street.